This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. That is the theme song to a show that returns to TV tonight for the first of its final eight episodes, the AMC drama Breaking Bad. I have to admit, I did not watch the first 4 years of Breaking Bad. I don't know what else I was doing on Sunday nights, probably watching football. But a year ago, I finally decided I'd heard so many good things about this show, I had to start binge-watching it. And so I got the discs from Netflix and started watching one DVD. And by the end of the first episode, I was completely hooked on the show. And I watched another and another and another and another. And I've actually been hawking one of our producers on this show, Samantha Walker, about the show so much so that yesterday she said, okay, fine, I'll get it from Netflix. And she started watching it yesterday, and she's now four episodes into it and totally hooked on it. And I told her, okay, well, you have a few episodes to catch up on before the new season starts tonight, or certainly you're going to have to set your DVR to record this, because it is as addictive as the methamphetamine that is at the heart of the show. If you are not a Breaking Bad viewer, it is about a guy by the name of Walter White, who is a mild-mannered, kind of boring, everyday kind of guy who is a chemistry teacher, a high school chemistry teacher, who was given a terminal cancer diagnosis. And he decided he needed to have some way to pay for the chemotherapy and the other medical treatment he was going to receive to try to beat the cancer. But he didn't have any money, so he went to a former student of his, Jesse Pinkman, who had become a drug dealer, a meth head and a meth dealer. And Walter White told him, with my knowledge of chemistry, we can make better meth than anybody else. And sure enough, they did. The now legendary blue meth, which became all the rage with the meth heads in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the show took off from there. And what's great about the show is not just Walter and Jesse, but also Walter's wife and Walter's sister-in-law and Walter's brother-in-law. Oh, a brother-in-law who happens to be a DEA agent by the name of Hank. Yes, you've got a member of the family who's in the Drug Enforcement Administration, and you are a meth maker and dealer, and later on, one of the big meth drug lords of that area. Well, when you have a show like that, one of the things you want to do is make sure you get the science right. And so you get a science advisor. And that's what Vince Gilligan, the showrunner on Breaking Bad, has done. And for the last several years, my next guest has been the science advisor to that show. Her name is Dr. Donna Nelson. She's an organic chemistry professor at Oklahoma University and joins me now. Donna, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
How does somebody in Norman, Oklahoma become the advisor to a TV show that's put together in Hollywood and filmed in Albuquerque?
Well, it's actually pretty simple. I'm a member of the American Chemical Society, and in their trade magazine, Chemical and Engineering News, there was an interview of Vince Gilligan, the producer, during season one. And in that interview, Vince said that his writers didn't have a science background, and so they were having to, they were struggling some with the science content, and he would welcome constructive comments from a chemically inclined audience. And when I read that, I thought, oh, this is a wonderful opportunity to be a service to their show and to myself, because I would learn something and enjoy it, and also to the community, because if we could get the science correct, then the community would be able to learn from the show as well as be entertained by it.
So from then on, you were, what, sent the script for the show? And were there big blank spaces saying, okay, Donna, fill in the chemistry?
No. What happened next was I contacted the editor who had interviewed Vince, and I said, I'll volunteer if he's really serious. Can you let him know? And he communicated that to Vince, and then Vince got back in touch with me and said, sure, if you're willing to help us, that's great. Do you ever make it out to Burbank? And I said, oh, yeah, all the time. So on my next trip out to San Diego, I went up to Burbank and met him and his science team, and they interviewed me for about an hour, asking me a lot of questions about the background of what makes a person become a scientist, et cetera. And then We went to lunch for another hour, and that continued. And then they asked me, if we send you questions by email, will you answer and help us? And I said, of course. And so after that, they would send me a few script pages to review, and I would look those over, or they would simply send me a question. And, you know, I would try my very best to answer in a way that would help them.
And so how correct is the science with you involved? Do you look at it and go, okay, they took exactly what I said and they've got it exactly right? Or do you see them Hollywood it up a little bit?
Well, very rarely. With the blue meth, you know, the color blue, which a lot of people have picked up, you know, that's Hollywooded up a little bit, as you said. But when I would ask him questions, do you want me to approximate this? And he would say, oh, no, I want it exact. For example, when they were, it's a mix in answer to your question. It's a little bit of a mix because when they were trying to decide on the exact method to use in the P2P synthesis, the first step of the P2P synthesis is pretty set. That's pretty straightforward. But the second step, which is the reduction step, one can use a lot of different reagents. And so I told them that, and I said, which one do you want me to use? And they said, well, send us the list of reagents and we'll look at it. And I sent it to them, and there was one which was just called aluminum mercury. And they emailed me back and said, pick that one because it's easy for the actors to say. Yeah, we would never choose a reagent in the lab based on how easy it was to say the name of the reagent. But that's how it was done here. And so I said, okay, that's what we'll do.
Now, I've got to ask you, Donna, how is it that you know how to make meth and what all of these things you're talking about are? Is this just simple stuff that any organic chemist would know?
Yes, the latter. It is simple stuff that any organic chemist would be able to do. It's a simple synthesis. It is. I have never made meth, and it's not something that I studied, but it is very simple, and I've run a lot of reactions like that, and if I chose to, I know I would be able to. But it's just, it's not that difficult.
Don't say things like that. Hank will come knocking on your door. I'm curious, Donna, if working on Breaking Bad has made more students register for your classes.
Well, I'm not certain that the students know here in Norman, Oklahoma. In one class, one of the students, and this was an honors level class, one of the students at the beginning of the class, this was just last year, did say to me, you know, I've heard that there's a professor here on our campus who is a science advisor for the television show Breaking Bad. And I said, yes, and that person is me. And a lot of the students in the class didn't know. So even when I'm on a set visit or appear in the news, occasionally one or two of the students enrolled in my class will email me about it. But I think most of the students are not aware.
I was going to ask you if you've been to the set, but you just mentioned you've made a couple of set visits. Tell us what that is like for you and how they treat you when you're actually there with the actors and producers and writers.
It's absolute fun. It really is. That was another reason that I volunteered. I was thinking, oh, this will be such a great way to learn, you know, because I was thinking it's probably an entirely different world, and it is. And it was so much fun. I mean, I was totally unrestricted. You know, I went any place I wanted to, talked with anybody I wanted to. The set is very egalitarian. When they break for lunch, you know, the stars will sit with, even with the crew to have lunch, you know, in the lunch trailer. I mean, it's really a very fine group of people. I can see why they make the show so wonderful, because everybody there, at least that I saw, was very, very happy and just having a lot of fun, and I did too.
Well, I know that I know that physicists are very happy that Big Bang Theory gets the science right, and I'm sure a lot of other chemists are very thankful to you for making sure that Breaking Bad gets it right. And I'm not going to be one of those interviewers who asks you what's going to happen in the next 8 episodes, because I'm smart enough to know that you don't know.
That's true. clue. I don't know. When I contacted them and I said, do I come out for another set visit this summer, meaning the last summer, they said, oh, no, the set is closed. Vince Gilligan had been very open about permitting visitors to come out for set visits.
Yeah, but not before they build up to the big finale here. Donna, I appreciate your work, and I appreciate you joining me here today to talk about it. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Dr. Donna Nelson, organic chemistry professor at Oklahoma University and science advisor for Breaking Bad, which is back tonight on AMC.